All right, everyone, welcome back to Navigating Your 20s. I am joined again by Molly Countermine.
Hi.
So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is you have a wonderful TED Talk called Life Isn't Supposed to Be Good All the Time.
Aww.
When I listened to it, it really reminded me about how I tend to fantasize about life. I fantasize relationships. I fantasize work-life balance, everything that's going to happen in my 20s. And I think sometimes for myself, when I do that in life, it hits me in the face.
Yes,
and
doesn't
so
it?
I'm wondering, you know, you talk about in this TED Talk that in your life, you were gigging,
yeah.
you were teaching full-time, yeah. you have a happy marriage and kids, mm-hmm. yet you're having all of these symptoms go on that were concerning.
Let me say first that I was happy, but my anxiety was the worst it had ever been in my life. And the mistake we often all make is that we think happiness means a certain thing. So while there were moments of joy, there was a lot of anxiety. While there were moments of pain and suffering, there was a lot of happiness. The thing that I wasn't paying attention to were these messages that my body was telling me. And I want to go back to what you said about how we kind of have this picture in our heads of what life is supposed to be like, and maybe we romanticize it. And how could we not, given the way that life is curated online for people? The way celebrities present their daily life to us. And even when they're acting like it's messy, it's still like this beautiful mess that isn't real.
No one is posting those raw moments when they're crying
right.
in the shower or
right.
they've gone through a bad breakup. You get little glimpses of that. It's not the full picture.
And here's the crazy thing, Scott, is that we all know that everyone does that. And yet it still has this effect on us. Like, I know that's their curated highlight reel, and still, I feel like my life should look like theirs.
Exactly. And there's so many societal pressures with, you know, you want to get married by 26 or 28,
right.
and you want to have kids by 30 or 32,
yep.
and you want to be making a certain salary by a certain age. And so there's so many expectations that you set for yourself.
Yep.
And I know for me that when that happens, I feel completely overwhelmed by life. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I have this paralysis. I'm just wanting so many things that I can't even look at the present and start taking steps to work
right.
towards my goals. But I'm so overwhelmed by if I'll achieve them.
And what have I done wrong on the path that led me here that made me not achieve them? So I love that you said the present, because the thing is, in my TED Talk, what I really wanted to convey was this idea that we are so, as human beings, programmed from infancy to seek pleasure and avoid pain. We are so used to the curated, here's the pleasure of my life and not the pain, that we view the pleasure as positive and the pain as negative. We view the emotions that we associate with pleasure, like happiness and joy and ecstasy and surprise and being perfect and being cool and all of that, as positive. I mean, we call them positive emotions in psychology, and we call the emotions that we associate with the pain, sadness, fear, anger, shame, guilt, we call them negative emotions. And the thing that we realized in the mindfulness and compassion lab that I was kind of hanging out in with Dr. Rob Roser and Blake Colaney, who's now a professor here at Penn State, they're not negative and positive. They're just pleasant or unpleasant. And they're all part of life.
If you internalize those negative emotions, and especially if you refuse to seek help from your
right.
loved ones, you're going to struggle even more
yes.
because you're going to be putting on a fake smile
right.
24/7, and that's not sustainable
no.
for anyone.
No, and it's so unhealthy, and your body will break down physically. Stress is so related to poor outcomes physically. Like I said, I was doing what appeared to be everything quote unquote right. I was doing things that fulfilled me. I ate right. I exercised, but I wasn't getting sleep and sitting with the stress and saying, what are you trying to tell me, stress? I was trying to avoid it by doing more.
And I'm wondering, you know, when we think about our 20-something years and there's going to be so many life transitions that we're navigating, mm-hmm. whether you're moving to a new city, a new job, maybe you're dating
leaving
a new partner.
Friends. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, dealing with family, aging, there's mm-hmm. so many different obstacles we're going to have to face, right. and they're going to present a lot of difficulties for us. So when you're pairing these happy activities with these difficult challenges, do you have any advice for accepting that as a reality and living life based on
yes.
the reality of it rather than the fantasy?
Yes. Two things come to mind. When you notice an emotion that is unpleasant, instead of bracing against it or running from it or ignoring it or shoving it down, lean into it. Ask it why it's there. What are you trying to tell me? What's the message here? Which leads me into the second thing, which is this. Stress is part of life. Pain is part of life. Growth comes from those moments. And it's not a coincidence. We have stress around things that are important to us. So you can sort of twist the narrative of saying, oh, I'm fortunate to have this stress because I have all these things I care so much about.
Exactly. And one of the biggest things I've personally learned in therapy is that I'm a major perfectionist. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of failure.
Same.
And what my therapist has helped me with is learning how to reframe these situations as growth opportunities yep. and learning outcomes.
And things that are important are hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to be in a long-term relationship. It's hard to raise children. It's hard to have a best friend, which means there will be stress involved in those things. If they were easy, they wouldn't be as stressful.
Exactly. So what I'm wondering for you then is, you mentioned you're a full-time professor, you have a happy marriage, you have three wonderful kids, mm-hmm. and you also gig all the time
yeah.
and performing downtown in State College. So I'm wondering, with your busy schedule and with everything going on, along with the challenges mm-hmm. that you've been open about, how are you finding meaning and happiness through the difficulties that life presents?
I will tell you that there are habits that I've incorporated into my daily life that make my ability to reframe and to listen to the less pleasant things that happen in life a lot easier. Some of those things are daily meditation. It might just be 3 minutes. It doesn't have to be 45 minutes of sitting still. It might be a walk alone. There are many contemplative practices that allow us to just for a few minutes be in the moment. I see a therapist. I have a team, you know, my husband calls them the village. It takes a village to keep Molly healthy. You know, this team I've assembled to kind of keep me honest and on the path that I know I want to be on. And that doesn't mean I'm doing this kind of thing every day. It means I have found a balance in my life of taking care of myself, allowing others to take care of me, doing things I love, and paying attention to when my body needs a break. I get more sleep now than I got during all of that time leading up to when my body finally just said no more. So there's some things that are logistical and some things that are psychological, and it's going to be different for everybody. The biggest thing I would say is pay attention to your physical and emotional body, because they're not separate. They're together trying to keep us healthy and safe.
One of the reasons I'm starting this podcast is to be realistic when we're talking about our 20s
yep.
and to accept the different challenges that will present themselves.
Yep.
And to talk about it through a growth-oriented mindset and really reframing
yes.
everything into, you know what, this is what's going to happen, and let's talk through strategies.
Yep.
And what you mentioned is so important, being able to have a therapist, have loved ones that support you through all of these challenges, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to get you through it. You always say that we're not meant to go through life alone.
Nope.
And it's so important to utilize your support systems in life, but especially during your 20s when you're navigating so many different things
yeah.
that you've never done before. You leave the bubble of college and suddenly, in a way, you're on your own. Even if you're living at home, it's different.
It is.
And it's so important to just accept that you are not meant to go through it alone.
No, and that part of care really is accepting care and asking for help when you need it. Being human is not an easy thing. It's hard and messy and beautiful and all those things that I talked about at the end of my TED talk. Life isn't supposed to be good all the time. It's just supposed to be life. And that means it's messy and hard. And a therapist and good friends who can talk deeply, and your support system, whether it's your found family or your family, is going to make that walk so much more fulfilling and a little bit lighter and easier.
Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you.
Wow. That really felt like therapy for me. I hope everyone listening enjoyed that as much as I did. I want to leave you all with two quick thoughts. First of all, go check on your friends. You never know who might need you to check in. I also want to say that I am so grateful for all of you for listening to this podcast. This has turned into such a beautiful community, and I'm really grateful for all of you for listening each week and for giving feedback. So if you're listening on Spotify, please scroll down below the episode, and there should be a Q&A where you can give us some feedback on what topics you want to hear in the future. This is all about building this community of learners, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say. And also, please give our Instagram a follow. It's at nav20s.podcast, and that way you can get updates and participate in Instagram polls. People who follow that Instagram actually picked the title for this episode, so it's a really fun way to get involved. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.